Hey there, all you hip cats, cool kittens, you guys and dolls, you diesel-powered disciples of cool. This is Tales from the Flip Side on the Diesel Punk Podcast, and I am your host, the King of Swing, the Tower of Power, the comic book loving, time traveling, diesel punk, prophet of pop culture, the artist also known as Big Daddy Cool, John Pica. You can call me Johnny. And tonight, we are going to talk about movies that absolutely scream sequel. These are movies that absolutely demand a sequel. And before we do that, I want to remind you of our sponsor at Comic Bento. If you like comics the way that I do, you can get your own monthly mystery box of graphic novels for about $25. Go to mycomicbento.com, sign up, and get a box worth $50 to $70 worth of graphic novels delivered monthly to your mailbox. And that'll be awesome. Mycomicbento.com. All right, guys and gals, we got to talk about movies that scream sequel. Now, many of these are going to be some of my diesel punk favorite movies. Some are not. But I think you'll all agree that these movies at the end left you kind of hanging and absolutely demanded, screamed, please make a sequel. And they never did. And they might never will. So, in no particular order, let's just talk through these. The Iron Giant. The Iron Giant, great animated classic. I've talked about this a lot here recently, too. We're going to see the Iron Giant appear in the new movie Ready Player One, directed by Steven Spielberg. And this is a great animated motion picture about this giant robot from outer space that's sent to destroy the Earth, but instead becomes a champion and a hero, especially to save this boy named Hogarth and Hogarth's town. He's destroyed by a nuclear blast. Spoiler alert, sorry. But the last thing we see in the movie is the radio signal going out from his detached head, and far, far away, one of his hands picks up the signal and starts crawling towards the signal. And we've seen earlier in the movie that his body has the ability to reassemble itself, remote controlled. And so it ends with him going to be reassembled. And there was never any sequel. We have no idea what the next story is. And that's a real, real shame, because if there's ever any movie that deserves a sequel, it's The Iron Giant. It's beautifully animated by Don Bluth Studios. Great story, great cast, and it's pure diesel punk. It takes place in 1957, and it centers around the cultural shift that happened at the punctuated end of the diesel era, because it starts with the launch of Sputnik. And it was Sputnik that punctuated the end of the diesel era. So for me, The Iron Giant is like that bookend for the diesel punk timeline. If you don't know what diesel punk is, that's okay. You're a new listener, maybe. You've not heard us talk about diesel punk. It is the mashup of the aesthetics, style, art, and culture of the 1920s through the 1950s, 57. Mashed up with contemporary or future science fiction, fantasy, alternate history, magic, something that turns history on its side and makes it not, you know, true history, alternative history. And that comes in a lot of different forms. And then it has punk. It has a countercultural kind of theme to it, a push against the status quo or the authority. A push against authoritarianism, celebration of the anti-hero, and in The Iron Giant, the push against the authority is against the U.S. government, the FBI, NSA, and the military to save the Iron Giant. All right. Up next, this is not a diesel punk movie, but it is a great science fiction movie and a great coming-of-age adventure film, and that is The Last Starfighter. You guys remember in The Last Starfighter, he defeats the Armada, and he is the last one. And he is tasked with rebuilding the Starfighter Corps. And what was the character's name? Was it Roger? I can't remember. Someone will email me and remind me. And it's a shame. I have this on Blu-ray. I watched it not long ago. But you remember he takes his girlfriend Maggie, and they fly back off to the stars. She goes with him to rebuild the Starfighter Corps. And that we think that's the end. And then his little brother goes and jumps up on the Starfighter training video game. And he puts in the quarter, and you hear, "Welcome, Starfighter." And this was a video game that was created by the character of Centauri, played by Robert Preston, in his final role, by the way, to recruit potential starfighters around the galaxy. It was a simulator in the form of a video game. Great concept, really great movie. The special effects, computer animation, the CGI, doesn't really hold up that much. If there's a movie screaming for a Lucas treatment, a reissue, a tweaking, it is definitely The Last Starfighter, because its special effects could definitely use an upgrade. But the rest of the story has never been told. We don't know what happened after he left and his little brother started, training on the simulator. If ever there was a movie that needs a sequel, it's The Last Starfighter. Next on my list is maybe one of my, it is definitely my favorite Western of all time, and it is the number one movie on my list of underrated movies. And you can go back and listen to a previous podcast. I believe I go through my top five underrated movies, and this is number one. It's Silverado. Kevin Costner, Scott Glenn, Kevin Klein, Jeff Goldblum, who else? Danny Glover, Rosanna Arquette, Helen Hunt. That's going to drive me crazy. Brian Dennehy, star-studded cast, great straightforward kind of Three Musketeers in the West storyline, and it's a thrill ride, through the end. And at the very end, the two brothers, played by Scott Glenn and Kevin Costner, they're riding off because they had only passed through Silverado on their way to California to see their sister and her husband and their nephew. And they're heading on out to California. And as they're riding off into the sunset over the mountains, Kevin Costner leans back over his shoulder and says, "We'll be back." And they never did. They never came back. There should have been a sequel, Return to Silverado. 5 years later, 10 years later, heck, I would have given them 20 years later. Now it's too late. The Scott Glenn, God bless him. You've seen him on Daredevil. He does stick okay, but I don't think he's long for this world. He does not look good to me. I don't know. Maybe they still could do it. Maybe it's in development. Who knows? But if ever there was a movie that screamed, make a sequel, it was Silverado. Now, the next one, I was kind of unsure whether I should put this on here or not, but after I watched it again and after I thought about it, I am going to say Hancock. And, a lot of people have been raving about Black Panther being the first superhero movie with a black lead, and that's not really true. There were several others, but Hancock was a recent big budget movie starring Will Smith as the title character Hancock. And spoiler alert, we find out through the movie that he's actually one of the Greek gods, I want to say Zeus, who has been separated from his wife. Maybe they're not Greek gods. Maybe they're an unknown god pantheon. Anyway, they have to continually separate throughout history to prevent their powers from destroying everything. And every time they do, he, anyway, loses his memory and has to start all over again. They're immortal, but he loses his memory, and every time they're separated, eventually they find themselves pulled back together. And that's kind of how the movie ends. They're pulled back together. They have this massive fight. It's resolved. They resolve it without losing their lives or their abilities. And then nothing. Nothing happened after. And I would love to see the rest of the story. I would love to know what happens. And that's a great movie franchise that could be translated really easily into a comic book. I don't know why this hasn't been done. For that matter, Iron Giant could be a great comic series. All right, next up, and I've got two more after this, I Am Number 4. I just watched this again last week, and this is one of those movies that you're like, there's no way this is going to be good. And then at the end of it, you're like, wow, that was really good. And you have John Smith, Number 4, and Number 6, again, riding off to find the rest of the 9. The rest of the 9 children from their planet. And it's set up and left you ready for a continuation of the story. It never happened. And part of the reason is because the author of the book, he never wrote a follow-up. There was a long-awaited sequel teased. It never happened, and so they never made another movie. And quite honestly, I don't know how it did in the box office. I just know that as a movie, it's a roller coaster, action-packed, lot of fun, well-written, well-acted, and at the end, you feel really, really satisfied, but you want more, and you're ready for you can't wait till the sequel. And there is no sequel. What are you going to do? It screams, make a sequel. And this is another one that could be a great comic book series because they're an alien race with superpowers. And when they all unite, their powers amplify. And anyway, great, great concept. Two Dieselpunk movies that desperately need a sequel. The Rocketeer. Yes, the 1996 Disney's Rocketeer, and they had initially planned for it to be a franchise. They had planned for it to spin off into sequels. However, the movie didn't do as well at the box office as they had hoped. And I'm not exactly sure why that is, but it just didn't do as well as they thought it would. And so the franchise seemed to be dead. Now, there were a lot of comic book series. There's a recent one, Rocketeer at War, which was great, that have, you know, told further adventures of the Rocketeer. And it seemed like the franchise was dead until last year it was announced that they were going to do a sequel called The Rocketeers, plural. And it was going to be about 10 years later, a young female black pilot, African-American pilot, taking on the mantle to find Cliff Secord, who's been lost. As it turns out, it was announced 2 weeks ago that it is going to be a Disney animated series. So I don't know if that technically counts as a sequel or not, but, you know, this is a movie that could have been a really great series if Disney had committed to it and done it right. My last movie that screams the need for a sequel, or at least more content, is Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow. This is the quintessential diesel punk film. By the way, on my list, Iron Giant, Rocketeer, and Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow are all diesel punk classic movies, but Sky Captain and in the World of Tomorrow is the quintessential diesel punk movie. This is the movie you hand someone when they say, "What is diesel punk?" Well, here you go. It's this movie. Check it out. Love it. Live it. Be it. And this, you know, this movie revolutionized filmmaking. It really did. You know, George Lucas and Steven Spielberg and Lucas's whole, Robert Zemeckis is a part of this group, and Ivan Reitman and Francis Ford Coppola were part of this filmmaker super group that Lucas had created, and he invited the brothers who made Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow to come join their group because Lucas saw Sky Captain and he saw the future of filmmaking. Truthfully, no other movie had ever been made like this. All of the sets and all of the everything in the movie was CGI, green screen studios, except for the actors. For the most part, there were some CGI actors. The actors and hand props. Every single thing else in that movie is imaginary. It's CGI. And in some places, you know, because it's been, what, a decade, 15 years now since that movie came out. In some places you can tell, you know, on some of the cars you can tell. But man, it still is a visually remarkable movie. And it ends on a cliffhanger with the animals falling down from the ark. And, you know, yes, the conflict is ended, but the way it ends, it suggests there's more to come. And it just never materialized. The movie was an abysmal failure in the box office, which is a shame, you know, because it was very, I want to say it was very esoteric, very surrealistic for the audience at the time. People just didn't get what they were trying to create. You know, this digital mashup of the 20s, 30s, 40s, a little bit of the 50s with science fiction and fantasy, an end of the world doomsday scenario. It was phenomenal. And one of my favorite movies. And it screams sequel, and they never made it. Now, here's what I really, really think they need to do. If there's ever any other movie that screams comic book series, ongoing series, it's Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow. Think, you know, Captain Midnight. Think Black Hawk. You know, those, excuse me, those are classic comic book series that Sky Captain could easily emulate. And then I want to end with an honorable mention. And this is an honorable mention only because it did get a television series. Several television series, as a matter of fact. And that is Stargate. One of, in my opinion, the finest sci-fi action-adventure films ever made. Gorgeous score, great story, very original story, great performances by James Spader and Kurt Russell, and just phenomenal movie. And it ends with the military team led by Kurt Russell going back to Earth and Jackson, played by James Spader, staying on the planet. Now, they did follow it up with a television series, so I guess it doesn't really count that it didn't have a sequel made, but when it ended, when this movie was out, it screamed, "Please make a sequel!" And anyway, so that's an honorable mention. So let's run down that list one more time, shall we? We've got Iron Giant, Last Starfighter, Silverado, Hancock, I Am Number 4, Rocketeer, and Sky Captain. Those are my top picks for movies that absolutely scream sequel, demand a sequel. What are yours? I would love to hear your opinion. You can send me an email, BigDaddyCool@BigDaddyCoolShows.com. Let me know what you think. If you think there are other movies I missed that deserve a sequel, I'd love to know about it. And let me know if you agree or disagree with my list. And you can post a comment here on the Facebook page, on the Diesel Punk Podcast Facebook page, on the Tales from the Flipside Facebook page. There are a lot of avenues, as you can tell. At BigDaddyCoolShows.com, you can click on the social media icon and connect with us however you want. And if you like the show and you like what we're doing here on the podcast, consider contributing $1, $2, or even $5 a month. Become a Patreon patron, a sponsor. Drop a tip in the digital tip jar. And that's at patreon.com/BigDaddyCoolShows. Finally, want to remind you of our sponsor, Comic Bento. Get a mystery box of graphic novels valued at least $50 delivered to your mailbox every month for about $25 a month. And you can do that at mycomicbento.com. Well, guys and gals, that is it for this episode of Tales from the Flipside on the Diesel Punk Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, tell 200-300 of your closest friends and family. And until the next time, swing hard, swing often. We'll catch you on the flip side.